Father, we thank you today for your word. Your word is a lamp unto our feet. Your word is a light unto our path. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're the teacher. You're the spirit of truth. You're our guide. You're our comforter. You're our standby. I thank you today, Jesus, that you prayed to the Father. You prayed to the Father because you said, I will not leave you here as an orphan. I will not abandon you, but I have prayed to the Father. And the Father will send you the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, and He will teach you and He will guide you. And He will show you all the words that I have spoken to you. He will bring them back to your remembrance and He will teach them and He will give you understanding. Holy Spirit, we welcome you today. You're the teacher. You're the one who anoints. Even though the vessel prepares without the anointing, it's no good without the anointing. So we thank you for the anointing today that abides in us through the Spirit of Christ. And the anointing, Father, to anoint every ear that is in this place today, to anoint every heart, every soul that will enter this place today, Father, that has ever entered this place and that will ever enter this place, Father, that you will anoint our hearing and our heart, Father, to receive. And I pray today, Father, that it will fall on good ground, Father, and it will produce good fruit, Father, for your glory, and that fruit will remain in our life, Father. And it's in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, that I pray. Amen. Amen. I've been ministering to you by the help of Holy Spirit on the kingdom of God. Some of you have been here from the beginning when we've been ministering on that, and hopefully next month we're going to do a recap on that and just kind of bring all that back together about what it means to be in the kingdom of God, how we get in the kingdom of God, how does the kingdom of God operate. I shared with Pastor Sylvia at the beginning of this year that I felt the Lord was leading me into a study on the kingdom of God. And there's so much. You can't even scratch the surface. You can't even begin to understand what it means to be a part of the kingdom of God. And what is the difference between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven? Well, I'm yet to continue to study that out. All that I really know right now, I'll tell you, and that is that I believe the kingdom of God is what we're born into by the Spirit of God, by accepting Jesus Christ as our Savior. I've said it before, you hear me say it again. We're not all God's children. We are all God's creation. There's a difference, okay? There's a difference. You only get to be a child of God by being born into the kingdom of God. And He becomes your Abba Father. But we all are God's creation. And we should treat all of God's creation with respect and honor. Okay? Even the animals. Even the animals. The Word of God says that a righteous man regards even the state or the condition of his animal. Even a righteous man would do that. So if they're created by God, then I want to honor them and take care of them, right? And I don't esteem an animal more than a human. If I had something to give and I had a choice between an animal and a human, I would give it to the human. Amen. Amen. That's a natural affection. Boy, I'm getting way off the topic today. But the kingdom of God is you're born into. You're born into the kingdom of God. And when you are born into the kingdom of God, you become an heir. You become an heir, a joint heir with Christ Jesus. Amen. Yes. Everything the Father has promised him, you become a joint heir. It's like a joint account. It's or ownership. Amen. In Christ Jesus, you're a joint heir. So he's going to help us today Holy Spirit's going to help us today to explain some things and make that a little bit clearer. But however, the difference between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven, as far as I understand right now, just giving a little bit of nugget and just throwing it out, some things out right now, okay? The difference between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God is what you're born into. The kingdom of heaven is how the kingdom of God operates. The kingdom of heaven is how the kingdom of God operates on this earth, okay? So that's a teaching for another day. I just baited you for that, so you don't know when that'll be taught. So you better make sure you show up because you don't know when you're going to miss that. Amen. So, continuing in the kingdom of God, and I really want you to get this today. I really want you to understand this today. There's a new anointing for the new man. There's a new anointing today. Always been available. But today, God wants to anoint you with a new anointing. Today. A new anointing for the new man. The new man is the one that's been born again, has received Christ as his Savior.
man, woman, boy, or girl. Man's just a generic term. Mankind. But there's a new anointing. How many of you need a strength in your life? Glory to God. All hands ought to be raised. You don't need a strength in your life. You got all the strength you need. You can do it. You have faith. You can move a mountain. Have all the strength you need. Oh my God. All of us need more strength from God. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. There's a fresh anointing. There's a new strength that God gives to His people. We're going to learn about that today with the help of Holy Spirit. So, we're going to start at Ephesians chapter 2. And I think we're going to back it up. Yeah, we're going to go back to verse 11 this morning, okay? So, I'm going to get a little drink of water. I have a dry mouth, so I want to take care of that right now, because I want to make sure that I make it plain and you hear everything that the Lord has to say. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. Ephesians chapter 2, starting at verse 11. I am reading from the New Living Translation. Don't forget that you Gentiles used to be outsiders. Now, let's just clarify here right now. A Gentile in this passage means those that were outside the covenant of God. God made His first covenant with Abraham, remember?
Right.
But God told Abraham, through you, Abraham, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. But at this point, Apostle Paul is talking about when you were outside of covenant. Okay, so we can make that plain today. When you were outside of salvation, when you were outside having received Christ as your personal Savior, then you were out of covenant with God. So let's just make it plain and apply to us today. We're not talking about Jews and Gentiles. We're talking about people in covenant with God through the blood of Jesus, and those out of covenant with God through rejecting Christ as the only way to be saved. Is that plain enough? That's the foundation. And you know, if we don't have the foundation right, we can't build on this. Whatever we build is not going to stand. So we got to have the foundation right. The foundation is the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay. Don't forget that you Gentiles, those outside of covenant, used to be outsiders. Well, that makes it plain. You were called uncircumcised heathens by the Jews, who were proud of their circumcision, even though it affected only their bodies and not their hearts. See, there's a new circumcision in Christ Jesus that affects your heart. That it makes a heart change. It's like the person said, well, Pastor, do I have to tithe? No, you get to.
Yes. Amen.
Well, if I get baptized in the Holy Ghost, do I have to speak in tongues? No, you get to. Do I have to love my enemy? No, you get to. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. And my commandments aren't a burden to you. You do it out of love. Because if you know how much He sacrificed and how much He loved you, then there is nothing impossible that the love of God inside of you, there is nothing impossible you cannot do. Ah, glory to God. It affected only their bodies and not their hearts. In those days, you were living apart from Christ. You were excluded from citizenship among the people of Israel, and you did not know the covenant promises God had made to them. It's true. You lived in this world without God and without hope. If we're without God in this world, we are without hope. If your hope is only in this world and the system of this world, you are headed for a downfall and destruction. But our hope is only in God. But now you have been united with Christ Jesus, once you who were far away from God, but now you have been brought near to Him through the blood of Christ.
Amen.
Through the blood of Christ. For Christ Himself has brought peace to us. That means He's made peace between God and us. Amen. He united Jews and Gentiles, those in covenant, those outside of covenant, into one people. When in His own body on the cross, He broke down the wall of hostility that separated us. He broke down the wall of hostility. Y'all don't fall asleep on me. Don't lose me now. Don't let me lose you now. Stay focused. Stay with me, okay? Stay with me. He broke down the wall of hostility that separated us.
Amen.
Well, let me just stop here and put a little nugget in. Let me just stop here. There is a wall that's between me and the unbeliever. There is a wall.
Amen.
That's between me. You know, if you walk in darkness, you can't receive revelation. There's a difference there between us, okay? But God's able to break down the wall. I believe He can break down the wall. But there should never be a wall between me and another believer. Never. In Christ Jesus, He has broke down and separated. There should never be any division, schism, separation, hostility between me and another believer. Well, thank you for that overwhelming response. He did this by ending the system of law with its requirements and regulations. He made peace between the Jews and Gentiles, but to those in covenant and those outside of covenant, by creating in Him one new people from the two groups. Within himself, one man, all God, all man, He created one new man. Lord, that's good preaching, Amen. Holy Ghost. That is good preaching, Holy Ghost. Amen. Within Himself, by Himself, all things were made by Him, through Him, and for Him. There is nothing that was made that was not made by Him, for Him, and through Him for His glory. Amen. Through one man, Jesus Christ, inside of Himself, inside of who He was, one man, He created one new man. Yes. Woo! Glory to God. He created one new creation in Christ Jesus. Do you know when God looks at the believer, the child of God that's received Christ, how many of you in here have received Christ as your personal Savior? Don't be ashamed of it. If you haven't, then don't raise your hand. But if you have received Christ, you know when God looks at those of us that have raised their hands, that have received Christ as their personal Savior, you know He only sees one body.
Right.
You know He only sees one new man.
Yeah.
He doesn't see female. He doesn't see male. He doesn't see Jew. He doesn't see Gentile. He doesn't see circumcision. He doesn't see uncircumcision. He doesn't see color. He doesn't see ethnic background. He doesn't see race. He sees one new creation in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Carmen, whenever you're ready to break in, just break in, okay? Okay. Together as one body, Christ reconciled both groups. Christ reconciled both groups to God by means of His death on the cross. And our hostility toward each other was put to death.
Yes.
Now, when God wants to stir up something between you and another believer, you just remember that in Christ's body, what He suffered. Ever seen the Passion of Christ? I couldn't watch it. I had to walk out. I couldn't handle it. I couldn't handle it. That doesn't even begin to tell that Hollywood. That doesn't even begin to tell what he went through, what he suffered. And it was bad enough. But the next time the devil wants to bring hostility and that wall back up between you and another believer, just remember what Christ Jesus suffered on the cross to destroy that hostility.
Amen.
Destroy it.
Yes.
Glory to God. For those of you that don't know me this morning, never seen me or heard me stand behind this pulpit, I get excited. I'm not mad at anybody. I'm not mad at you. I just get excited. It's not the anointing, whether you're loud or whether you cry or whether you're quiet. It's just how he moves when he moves out of me. He moves through me. Doesn't make me more anointed whether I spit, shout, jump, holler, scream, or cry. What is anointed is the Word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, one new man. That's our focus today. One new man by creating in himself a new covenant by his blood. Okay, Matthew 26. Turn there with me. I want you to remember the word new this morning. That's what the Lord wants to share with us today by the power of the Holy Spirit. He made one new man. He made one new people. Out of the two, He made one new. We are a new creation in Christ Jesus. We are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Matthew 26. Hallelujah. 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 Matthew 26. Let's go to verse 27. I'm just going to read 27 and 29. Let's go back to 26. As they were eating, Jesus took some bread and blessed it. Then He broke it in pieces and gave it to His disciples, saying, "Take this and eat, for this is My body." This was the Last Supper before He went to the cross. He was the Passover lamb. He was sacrificed as a Passover lamb. The very same day, the high priest in the temple was sacrificing the lamb. The very same day. The very same day, those in old covenant were sacrificing that lamb out of obedience to God's word. He was the new lamb, the new work of God, the new covenant, the new testimony being sacrificed and offering his blood. Look at the perfectness of God. God is perfect in all his ways. Perfect, perfect, perfect. And as they were eating, Jesus took some bread and blessed it. Then he broke it in pieces and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this and eat, for this is my body." And he took a cup of wine and gave thanks to God for it. He gave it to them and said, "Each of you drink from it, for this is my blood, which confirms the covenant," or the new covenant, "between God and his people. It is poured out as a sacrifice to forgive the sins of many." Now, I want you to take very close note to verse 29. This is where we're going today. We've already established this by his blood that the new covenant came in, right? Amen? Amen. Are y'all listening? You're asleep this morning. You're awake, right? Don't make me get down there and have to shout at you again. Now, don't make me have to get down there and make sure you're awake now. I'll come right back there to where you are, and I'll make sure you're awake and you're listening. I promise I'll do it. You don't want me to have to do it, do you? Amen. You want me to have to do it. Verse 29. "Mark my words," Jesus said. Woo! Glory to God. "Mark my words," he says. That means I assure you it's done. You better remember this. You can mark this in your book right now. You can mark this. It's established. "I will not drink wine again until the day I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom."
Amen.
Jesus was instituting something new that had never been done before. He's not just talking about the beverage wine, even though that was wine they had, but it spoke of a higher truth. He's speaking of something new and fresh that God's going to do. So the word new there, for those of you who take notes or that are interested, I'm not going to pronounce the Greek word, but it's number 2537. If you look it up in the Strong's Concordance, that word new means freshness. God said, "I'm doing something fresh. I'm doing something new that's never been done before." Okay, what does the word freshness mean? I hope you're listening and paying attention. God says, "I'm doing something new. He said, "Mark my words. I'm not going to drink this wine again. I'm drinking it with you now. And all of you drink from the same cup." Glory to God. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's for every man. Everyone. He told his disciples, "Now you all drink from the same cup, and I mark my words. This is the blood of the new covenant, and I won't drink it again. I won't drink it again until I drink it new with you in the kingdom of God."
Yes.
Woo! What was Jesus talking about? What did he mean by that? Okay, let me just give you the definition of new or freshness, okay? Freshness means newly prepared. Please don't get distracted. Freshness means newly prepared. Not old stuff. It's been newly prepared. Who likes a fresh meal?
Amen.
You want to insult me? Serve me cold coffee that's supposed to be hot.
Amen.
When my husband and I go in a restaurant and ask for coffee for a place we don't normally eat or get coffee from, my husband always says, "Is your coffee good? Is it fresh? Has it been newly prepared? Is it fresh?" And we were blessed. Friday, the waitress said to him, "I'll put a fresh pot on right now."
Yep.
That's right.
So I'm trying to bring an application to you that you'll understand. He said, "This new covenant, it's freshly prepared." Oh, Holy Ghost. I'm going to have to come down and shake some of y'all. I can see it already. He said, "I won't drink this wine again till I drink it newly prepared, newly produced, having undiminished excellence or unimpaired strength, unspoiled and not decayed."
Amen.
Now, some of y'all got that. Some of y'all is going to have to marinate. He said, this is a new wine. It's not decayable. There's a strength that can never be impaired. There's a strength and power it'll never lose. There's an excellence that'll never drop off. This excellence will never change. It will always be excellent, this new wine that I have for you.
Amen.
It's newly prepared. It's newly produced. It has undiminished excellence. This excellence won't ever go away. It'll always stay excellent. It'll always stay fresh and new. And its strength will never fade.
Amen.
I want to encourage you just right now. And Carmen, you can jump in whenever you want to. Okay. So I want to encourage you right now. If you're a believer and come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ as your Savior, Apostle Paul said, as often as you take of the communion, as often as you do it, you can do it in your own home. You don't have to wait to get to church to do communion. When you eat of that bread, when you take of that bread, Jesus, this is your body that was broken for me so that I could be healed. Yes. This is the wine, or this is the grape juice, if you use grape juice, of the new covenant. This is that newly prepared and fresh and new wine, unpaired, unmarred, unspoiled, undecayed, that has strength that will not diminish. If you need strength from the Lord, if you need healing in your body, I encourage you to partake of the Lord's Supper and receive His Word from that, a strength, and claim His strength from His blood.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Some of you might believe that. It might take a little bit longer to convince some of you. Hallelujah. But it's still true. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God. It's still true. It's still true. He made a new covenant. He gave a new wine to a new people.
Yeah.
Woo. He made a new covenant in Himself by His blood. Not that the rules of the old covenant have been diminished. It's still a good idea. He still says, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not covet, do not commit adultery. All these things are good things to practice. They were schoolmaster.
Yes.
Ever had a schoolmaster? Oh God, I was a kid in church, in school, well, in church too, because my dad looked at me from the pulpit. I knew I was going to get up when I got home. Oh my God, I hit my brother's butt. All he did was give me that look. I'm like, oh God, I didn't know when it was coming, but it was coming. And the longer he made him wait for it, the more, the more I dreaded it. But anyway, had a good Heavenly Father who disciplined me and chastised me. How much more my Heavenly Father who disciplined me and chastised me for my benefit. See, your earthly father will chastise you and discipline you for what he thinks is good for you, what he thinks in his mind is good. And I had a good earthly father. I praise God for him. But our heavenly father disciplines and corrects you for what he knows is good for you. Okay, if I get back on focus here, good schoolmaster. The law of the old covenant was a schoolmaster. You know, a schoolmaster. Like the teacher said, you're going to the principal.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to the principal's office.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, it was enough for me to see another kid get in trouble. That was enough for me. I backed off.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't always enough for everybody in the classroom. Some people in the classroom, they didn't believe it. So they had to prove it and see that the teacher would send them to the principal. Well, the law, the old covenant, was a schoolmaster to keep God's people in covenant, to keep them in line, to keep them from killing each other until the Messiah came.
Yes.
To keep the flesh in check and under control until the Messiah came. Amen?
Amen.
It was a schoolmaster, but the schoolmaster that kept them in check until the real teacher came. It was a schoolmaster or a teacher that make them obey the rules in the classroom until the real teacher came. You know who the real teacher is, don't you?
Jesus.
That's right, the Lord Jesus. And he sent an equal replacement when he left, and that's the Holy Spirit. And he said, no, he said, this is a new commandment. This is the new commandment, he says. This is the new covenant. I will write it on your heart. So see, they obey God on the outside, but on the inside, their heart was far from God.
Yes.
So God said, I'm going to do a new covenant, and I'm going to put my law in your heart,
when you get born again, and you'll want to obey me.
That's right.
I hope you want to obey me. So he made a new covenant. And he gave a new wine. I'm excited about this today. He gave a new wine for a new person.
Yeah.
See those three new things he did? He made a new covenant. He gave a new wine for a new people.
Yeah.
A brand new creation.
Amen.
That's never existed before. Woo. Now think about this, and I'm going to turn it over to Carmen. She's going to get it while we're getting good. All I got to say for her. Y'all heard me. You're my witness. I told her to get it. I got one thing to say. Jesus, Yeshua, is the Ancient of Days.
Yes.
Yes.
He has no beginning. He has no end.
Right.
But how did he come? As a baby. He came new. He came new.
Amen.
How did he leave this earth? Oh, you better watch out. I'm fixing this. Come on, He left this earth as a new creation.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He was the first. He was a new creation. When he rose from the dead, he was a new creation. He has a body just like you and I, but then his body became glorified. He could walk right through that wall. But yet he could eat and drink just like you and I. That's the kind of body we're going to have, sis.
Yes.
That's the kind of body we're going to have.
Jesus.
It won't be living in transportation. I'll think New Jerusalem and I'll be there.
Jesus.
And haven't got to travel much in this earth, don't really care to, but we're all going to go to Hawaii, and the trip has already been paid for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo, we better get it good. Well,
okay. All right. Woo. Not that we have to, but let's prove this point. Ezekiel 11. Hallelujah. Woo, the Lord spoke to Ezekiel. Son of man, the people still left in Jerusalem are talking about their relatives that are in exile, saying they are far away from the Lord, so now he has given their land to us. Therefore, give the exiles this message from the sovereign Lord. Although I have scattered you in the countries of the world, I will be a sanctuary to you during your time of exile. I, the sovereign Lord, will give you back from the nations where you are scattered, and I will give you the land of Israel once again. Now I want you to make this personal to yourself. Some of you have been scattered from your own families.
Yeah.
Your fault, their fault, circumstances, whatever.
Amen.
But God says, I'm going to bring you back. Okay? And with that, you got to want it. You got to want to be new. Remember, we have said over and over, our Father is a gentleman. He won't make you do nothing. Bartimaeus, you not even if you didn't know him walking on those streets that day and could look at him and could tell that he was blind, you would know that he was, because the government of that day, you had to wear a particular garment so that you could do the begging. You couldn't just go out and beg. So you could look at Bartimaeus, look at what he had on, and knew that he was blind or had something. And Jesus said, what do you want me to do for you? Bartimaeus still had to speak it out and know that he wanted it.
You've got to be, you've got to desire, you've got to want to be new today.
That's right.
Yeah.
Even those of you that raised your hand and said that I'm saved, I am in Christ, is there still a newness that you want today?
Yeah.
Yes.
Or do you want to still live out of whatever God gave you yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
No, I want to be new even today.
Yeah.
Woo!
Come on, wait.
I'm trying. Holy Spirit will bring it. Hallelujah. I'm working with Him. When the people return to their homeland, they will remove. Just see, you got to want to. He said they. See, God kept, He brought up covenant. God said, if you will do this, I will do that.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, it's Him. Okay? It's Him that makes up the rules. Okay? It's His heaven. It's His earth. We are part of His creation. So it's what He says that goes.
That's right.
But He's a good Father.
Yes,
see, if you're breathing today, He's a good Father.
Yes.
Always something to be thankful for.
Yes.
Amen. Because no matter what you are going through, I am going to promise you that somebody is going through more than you are. As much as you are. But now the Father cares about what you're going through, what He cares about they're going through. And don't compare what they're going through with you're going through, that He'll answer them first because theirs is no. He's a good Father. He cares. We compare. He does not. He said, whatever bothers you, bothers me. I will perfect that which concerns you. Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God.
That was just a good rabbit trail right there. Let's just...
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay. When you return, when you want to, when you say, I want new today, Father, you're returning back to your homeland. Amen? And you remove every trace of your detestable idol worship. No matter what it is. Your own self. Anything that you are putting above God. Any of that is a detestable idol. When you do that, I will give them singleness of heart. And put a new spirit within them. I just told you I was going to prove what she said. It's right there in Ezekiel. Hallelujah. It's all in this word.
Amen.
Everything pertaining to us in this life is in this word.
Yes.
And I will take their hearts of stone. When you're just willing to come back to the homeland. When you are willing to come back to God, even being a born-again believer and waking up that morning and saying, Lord, I want a newness with You today. I want a freshness with You today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remove everything from yesterday. I repent from anything and everything that I thought or did that was not of You. Keep a repentant life.
That's it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That just simply means that I'm going to continually turn away from what is not of Him. And the turning away is not that I was going this way, I'm turning that way. That's going east to west. No. Repent. You know, where is a penthouse? Always, is it not? Do you ever go or see any hotel or anything that they say, welcome to the penthouse, and it's on the bottom? No, a penthouse is always on the top. So I am going this way, and God says, come back up.
Wow.
See, come back up. Amen? Come back up. Hallelujah. You repent. Yesterday, no matter what went on, it could have been the best
day you ever had. You're sitting there thinking, whew, I didn't even have a ugly thought yesterday. The best day. I was kind to everybody. I even gave a little something. I did this and I did that. The best day on earth is still yuckiness compared to the glory of God. There is still something to repent from and go back up. Amen. Go. You were made to live in the penthouse.
Yes.
If you're living in a ditch, it's because you choose to.
That's right.
It's a new day. I will take away their hearts of stone and give them tender hearts. When will He do that? When I return to the homeland and I repent of every detestable idol of worship. Make it plain. Make it real. Hallelujah. Woo! Make it personal because He's a personal God. And I will give them tender hearts instead. Why will He do that? Kathy just said it. I told you I was going to prove it through the Word with what she just said. So you will obey My laws and regulations. He did not give us all this stuff to try to do it on our own. That's called religion. When you're trying to do it on your own. Why do I want to try to score brownie points when He's already given me every point I could ever want? I can't gather up any point to make Him love me anymore. I heard something so good this last week from another man of God. Woo! It was so good. No, it wasn't. It was in a song. It was still good. It was all. Oh, I wish I could. Ooh! One day we're going to find a way to come and bring this. It was so. Oh my gosh, it was so good. In the song it says, He had such confidence to make you. Have the confidence that He made in you to do and live what He did. He had confidence enough to make you. He made you for a purpose. Amen? Today's a new day. Every day needs to be a new day. Amen? Woo! Then they will truly be My people, and I will be their God. Amen. Woo! Lamentations. Chapter 3. Most of you that grew up in church would know, knew this song. Great is Thy faithfulness. See, I didn't know that till I was much older. Amen. Getting born again in my 20s. There was a different kind of worship music out. I didn't know all those songs because I didn't grow up in church. And if I would have grown up in church, it would have been in Catholic church. And they just now sing these songs. They sing Amazing Grace. God's doing a new thing in the earth. When you go to a Catholic church and they're singing Amazing Grace.
Hallelujah.
Woo! They sing Great is Thy Faithfulness. God is doing a new thing in the earth. Hallelujah. Woo! It is of the Lord's mercies and loving kindness that we are not consumed. Out of all the disgusting things that we do as being a human being, you know that He's a good God.
Yes.
Because we have not been consumed.
Amen. Mm.
Yes. Mm.
That's right. Mm. Mm.
Mm. He looks at us with such love because His tender compassions fail not. They are what every morning?
New.
I know y'all know it, because I know the most of you in this room grew up in church. How many of you in this place right now grew up in church? Raise them high. I told you the most of you. Don't answer me, but answer yourself. Then why am I where I am? I knew him even from my mom's womb. See, the most of you grew up in church, heard the word, knew the word, saw your mama praying over those bricks she was fixing you that morning. At night, you saw her praying over those rice and beans she was cooking that night on that stove. She always brought up Jesus to you and said, go to school and do right. Follow Jesus. Do you know what to do is right. Now see, and I just bring that up and say that because see, you've got to have your own meeting with God.
Amen.
You got to ask yourself, if I have known him the majority of my life, why am I where I am? I need a new way. And you can't look at everybody else. Now, circumstances, obviously, is why you're where you're at. But now you can't go back and blame this, that, and the other. It's a new day. You can change it. Right now.
Amen.
And it will be different. Now, I can't promise you that in 5 minutes after we pray and do things, everything's going to be a bed of roses. But you will be new.
Amen.
You'll have that newness, that thought in you. You know it's new. But every moment, every step, you've got to take it with him. It's in him that I live and I move and I have my being.
Amen.
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 And you've got to build up your own self, because he just said right here again that you remove every trace of those detestable worship idols. You have to be willing to live and to move and to grow every day in him and continually be new. Continually repent. Live a repenting life. I'm right here. I'm not supposed to be here. I'm supposed to be here.
That's right. Amen.
Get back up to the top.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Woo! Because they're new. New every morning. Hallelujah. I think I'm going to read one more and I'm going to tag my sister back. Give me 1 second. I should have marked this. Oh, yes, this is it. Woo!
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Okay. This is Paul, so you know this is good.
Yeah.
This is Romans 6, where Paul's talking about grace. And no, we ought not to sin just so that we can prove that God loves us even more. No. So we're going to start at verse 3. That was verses 1 and 2. Have you forgotten that when we became Christians and were baptized to become one with Christ Jesus, we died with him? For we died and we were buried with Christ by baptism. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives. New lives. Every day you can live a new life. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Everybody, come on, wake up. 1, 2, 3, say new. 1, 2, 3.
New.
Okay, I think you can say it with so much more luster. You can say it with so much more. See, that didn't sound like a want to. See? See? 1, 2, 3.
New.
Yes. See, and you've got to want to. You got to want to. Now, I want everybody to. But see, don't do it because of us. Don't do it because of a neighbor. Be real careful that I'm just going to do this to get along. No, because see, you can cause your heart to harden even more.
Yes.
It's a good thing to do it right now and to want to. Amen?
Yes.
But see, Pharaoh kept hardening his heart.
That's right.
So, don't want you to harden your heart any more than it is. But you've got, but who doesn't want to? I mean, people, what's the choice? Tell me what the choice is. There's two choices. There's good and bad. There's life and death. There's, yes, there's heaven or who?
Hell.
That's your choices. There's no other. There's no other. You can be new today. New like a new garment. Amen?
Amen. Glory to God. And for those of you who are late coming in, shame on you. You should have been here earlier. Because I'm a teacher and I don't like to see anybody get left behind, I'm going to bring you up to cap on what we've been talking about. We're coming out of Ephesians chapter 2, that in Christ Jesus, we've been made a new creation.
Amen.
From the Jews and the Gentiles, he created one new people out of it and made a new covenant.
Yes.
And in the new covenant, there's a new wine that he promised. And also, there's a new people. And
yes,
if you're in Christ Jesus, you became a new creation. The old has passed away.
Amen.
How many of you are in Christ Jesus today?
Amen.
Okay, then you say this with me. The old man is dead.
The old man is dead.
And the new man is alive.
The new man is alive.
I renounce the deeds of the old man.
The deeds of the old man.
I won't listen to him.
I won't listen to him.
I won't follow him.
I won't follow
because
him.
Because he's dead.
Because he is dead.
I don't follow a dead man.
I don't follow a dead man.
I follow a living man.
I follow a living man.
And his name is Jesus.
And his name is Jesus.
Christ.
The Messiah.
The Messiah. The Son of God.
The Son of God.
Who lives in me.
Who lives in me.
And I have made a new covenant. He has made
a
new covenant with me.
A new covenant.
And he has given me.
His new wine.
So I'm a new creation.
I'm a new creation.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
Because the old.
Because the old
has passed away.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we're going to wrap this up, and because of you that were late coming in, you missed so many good things, but I just want to share with you what the word new means. I want to share with you what the word new means. It means a freshness.
Yes.
So you got to know what God gave you. Please, everybody be listening and paying attention. This is important today. You know what? You know what? Listen here. Listen here. Listen here. Listen. We didn't come here today by our will.
That's right.
We didn't come here today to do our own thing.
That's right.
This woman and I both, we sought the will of God for today.
Amen.
God has a direct word for you.
Amen.
God is for you. The devil is against you.
That's right.
And you're the only one that can break the tie.
Yeah.
Listen to me. God is for you.
Amen.
The devil is against you.
Yes.
And you're the only one that can break the tie. Well, how dare that white woman sat there and talk to me like that? You know why I can talk to you like that? Because I was there.
Right.
Until I was
changed until I was willing to make a decision and cross over. Nothing changed in my life.
That's right. That's right.
Woo!
Jesus said, well, let me finish explaining freshness. Freshness means to be regenerated.
Yeah.
Like to be made new. Like you're a new creation. Glory to God.
Amen.
It means to be newly prepared. When you come to Christ and you get born again, you got a heavenly makeover.
Right.
Freshness means to be newly prepared, newly produced. When you receive Christ, you became a new production.
Yeah.
You became a new production of God. That's why he said the old has passed away and the new is here. You're a new man.
Mm.
You got to act like we knew. We got to talk like we knew.
Mm.
We got to think like we knew. You know, one of the saddest things is to be a new creation and still act old.
Yeah.
You ever met some young people that act like old people?
Yeah.
You never have?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I am an older person, 50-something, none of your business, old. But I am a new creation. I am a new woman.
I've got a new way of thinking. I've got a new attitude. And ain't no worldly or earthly woman got anything on me.
When what Christ does for you is freshness, you become newly prepared, you become newly produced. You have an undiminished excellence. The excellence God places in you cannot go away, cannot change. Because it's Him in you.
Yeah.
It's Him in you.
Yes. And He says, let me out.
Glory to God. That's right, that's right, that's right. It's an unimpaired strength. The strength I have in Christ is not diminished. Well, you know, you're getting older and you can't do the things you used to do. I got the Ancient of Days living inside of me.
Yeah.
I got the Ancient of Days. He came as a new baby and left as a new man. What in the world are you trying to tell me? I got to act old because I get old.
Amen.
Come on. Age is a part of the curse. I'm not living under the curse.
All right. All right.
All right.
Woo!
I've been regenerated in Christ Jesus.
Woo!
I've been made useful. I'm a new creation in Him. I have a strength that cannot be impaired. We go from glory to glory.
Yes.
If you're 50 something years of age, please don't give me a favor. Do us all a favor. Don't act old in front of me.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Woo! You and I have to have going to meet in church with Jesus.
Amen.
Mm. Unspoiled and undecayed. This life He's put in me cannot be spoiled. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Jesus said, when He was talking to His disciples, He said, get up, it's time for us to go from here. The prince of this world is coming. He's found nothing in me.
Right.
The closer I get to Christ and live out of His life that is in me and know that I'm a new creation, the devil cannot find nothing.
Amen.
Woo! I'll tell you, that's a good place to live with God.
Yes.
But thank God, when I goof up, I can run straight to the mercy seat. He can't do that.
Yes.
I can run to say, Father, I'm sorry. Father,
woo!
I was wrong. Father,
no.
I want to do better. Help me, Holy Spirit, to do better.
Amen.
He can't do that. There's no help for Him.
There's no help.
There's no help for Satan. Okay, so we're going to make this real. There's a fresh anointing for God's people.
Mm.
Psalms 92. If you've been planted in the house of the Lord, if you've been born again, you've been planted in the house of God. You've been planted in the family of God. They will flourish in the courts of God. Why? Psalms 92:10. But you have made me as strong as a wild ox, and you have anointed me with the finest oil.
The Amplified Bible says, but my horn, my emblem of excessive strength and stately grace, you have exalted like that of a wild ox. I am anointed with a fresh oil.
Yes.
Jesus said, and let me give you the scripture reference for those of you that are really paying attention and taking notes here. That scripture reference would be in Matthew chapter 9. 17, Jesus said, no one puts new wine into an old wineskin. Oh, I'm about to preach. You thought I was preaching, but I'm really about to preach right now. No one puts new wine into old wineskins. People walking around thinking, I'm anointed. I'm anointed by God. Show me your wineskin. Show me how you treat people, and I'll decide how anointed.
Amen.
Yes. Wow. Mm.
That's good.
Mm. Okay. Mm. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. It's just a fresh revelation I just got from you just then. Fresh revelation. Jesus said, I'll write you a new commandment. Then he turned around and said, this is no new commandment, huh? He says, I'll give you a new commandment. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself, right?
Yes.
And he said, but this isn't a new commandment. Why is that? Why doesn't that sound like a contradiction? You need to say this is what you've always learned from your father, right? In the old covenant, God could treat your neighbor as you would treat yourself. Don't kill, don't move. Some of those commandments deal with how you treat God, and some of those other commandments deal with how you treat other people.
Yes.
You got to treat God right before you treat other people right.
Amen.
You're not treating other people right. You're not treating God right.
That's right.
Okay. But so why is that? He said, but I write you a new commandment. But it's not anything that you've ever heard, because I'm like, oh, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, that's fresh. That is fresh revelation, right? That's fresh. Can you read for some fresh breath? Because in the new kingdom, in the new covenant, that old commandment becomes new. Like it has a life and a freshness to it.
Yes.
And I can do it.
Uh-huh.
Woo!
Yeah.
It becomes new in the kingdom of God. It is a new commandment. It's an old commandment, but becomes new and fresh in the kingdom of God, brother, because he gives me the power inside of me to do it.
Yes.
He gives me the excellence and the strength. That's why it becomes new.
Mm.
It's new in Christ. Every commandment can be fulfilled in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Because
he took out the stony heart and he put in a new tender heart so that you can obey my laws and regulations.
So let me wrap it up.
Woo!
No one puts new wine into old wineskin, for the old wineskins would burst from the pressure.
Yes.
Yes, they would.
You got to be a new creation to get the new wine.
Woo!
Spilling the wine and ruining the skins.
Mm.
New wine is stored in new wine skins so that both are preserved.
Yes.
New wine, what's going to be your preservation? What's going to make sure that you preserve, that you're preserved in this world? The new wine in a new wine skin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now what does that mean? Well, I'm so glad you asked. I'm about to share with you. First of all, was that oil, Carmen? The foundation is Jesus Christ. If you have not received Jesus Christ as your Savior, now I don't know what the order of what y'all do here, but I'm going to move with Holy Spirit, okay? Is that okay? Because you should always submit to the authority in the house. And when Pastor Sylvia's here, I submit to her authority. These leaders that are here, I submit to their authority. Amen. She said it's okay. Holy Ghost said, go forward, so I'm going forward. The first, the foundation is having received Christ as your personal Savior. That's what gets you into the new covenant. That's what makes you a new creation. That's the foundation. If you have not received Christ as your personal Savior, come up here now. We're going to pray for you. We're going to pray the prayer of repentance. God's going to receive you into His kingdom. Come on.
That's
the new skin. Let's be real with God. That's a new creation.
Put on the new
skin. So I'm taking everybody here is ready to go. Everybody's ready to go. Should the trumpet sound from heaven? Everyone here is ready to meet God. Well, you know, I'm not so naive that I believe that.
I don't believe that.
So I'm going to pray for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Whether you won't get up and move or not. See, that's the mercy of God right there.
Amen.
So, brother, thank you for your honesty. Now I'm going to pray for the rest of us, and then we're going on to the next level.
the first level, to make peace with God through the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, I can't, nobody in this room can save anybody. It's by the shed blood of your Son. But I'm asking you, Father, because Father, you said we could ask. Father, I am asking you, but I know it's everybody's personal decision. I can't save anybody. We can't save anybody. But Father, I am asking you, Father, that before everyone in this room, before we leave this earth, Father, that we make peace with you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, bring us to that point in our life where we cry out to you and say, God, I need you. Jesus, I believe you shed your blood so I could be forgiven of my sins, so I could be that new creation in you, Lord Jesus. And I receive the sacrifice of your blood for me, and I want to be born again. Father, I ask that everyone in this room, before they leave this earth, makes a confession to you about their need for you, about all of us, about our need for you in our life, because all of us need you. Now, Father, we repent. All of us in this room, we repent, Father. Just like our sister shared, Father, God, your mercies are new every day, and we have a repentant heart toward you, Father. Father, forgive us of all of our sins and trespasses, our shortcomings, Father, where we have not measured up, Father, where we have thought things and done things that are not pleasing to you, Father. Forgive us, Father, by the blood of Jesus, Father, and make that area in our life new in you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Now, we're going to pray first for this brother. And then, are you asking for salvation also, brother? Okay. Then the next, after we pray for these, the next level is that if you need a fresh anointing in your life, you need a fresh, the Word of God says, if you're sick, call for the elders of the church. That's Carmen and I. There's other elders here too, but we're the ones that the Lord is going to have pray for you today. I believe that. Okay. I'm not being high-minded. I just believe that's what the Lord told me to do. And that's what I'm going to do, okay? So, call for the elders of the church. Let them anoint you with oil. Let them pray the prayer of faith, and you shall be healed. Yes. You shall be healed.
Yes.
And if you've committed any sins, they shall be forgiven. Yes. It's like the woman who touched Jesus. She didn't say, if I don't touch him, I'm going to die. She said, if I touch him, I'm going to live.
Amen. Amen.
There's nothing in the oil. The oil's been consecrated and set apart to God, just like in the Old Testament when they made the oil according to the pattern God had given Moses. There's nothing in the oil, but it's faith. And if you believe by faith, whatever need you have in your life, whether it's sickness in your body, God's here to restore you. He's here to restore job, family, better job, whatever is going on in your life. Addiction, he's here to break it today. In the name of Jesus. He's here to break it. But the first thing you have to do is receive Christ as your Savior. That's the foundation right there. You come into covenant with God. And then he said, because what did he say? He said, I don't put new wine into old wineskins because you can't hold it. But you've been born again. The new wine's been placed in you and you can hold it.
Yes.
I'm going to ask the rest of you to be reverent even when we call others up for prayer that have other. Well, we know these two. We won't forget them. Come on up here. If you need God to do something in your life, come on up here. If you need healing in your body, you need God to do something in your life, you need recovery, you need restoration, you need some newness in your life, you need a fresh anointing, you need something new to come into your life from God. You need that anointing from God. Well, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Man.
Hallelujah. I mean, you personally, I'd be like the one person you need. I'd be like the young boy. So even when the pastor was praying for women to get pregnant, he was in line for prayer. Not that he knew he wouldn't get pregnant, but he was so hungry for God the way that God was giving, he wanted. Some of you aren't convinced yet, but God will convince you.
Ooh, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. We're going to pray salvation for this brother here. If you anoint that one right there. And when we pray salvation, we're going to pray recovery.
Thank you, Father.
Restoration, the new wine, and recovery.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
In
the name of Jesus. Father, say that you confess your sins. Father, God, I forgive you for your
sins. Lord, thank you.
your mouth, just speak those words. Ask the Lord. Tell the Lord that you all people will make your statement. I want to hear you. I want to walk with you every day.
Thank you for your name, Father God. Restore whatever is broken. of restoration.
Ooh,
the anointing to restore.
And the knowledge
of fresh anointing.
A fresh anointing.
The finest oil.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh,
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Father God, that you'll forgive yourself, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you for your angels and Father God, keeping you. Father God, I thank you for restoring every sin that we lost. Every hurt, Father God, that you have known.
And you'll bring them into the kingdom of God. Amen.